Please be seated, and if there are other youngsters who would care to join us, come on down. If you'd like to bring a parent or grandparent or a friend, that's perfectly okay. They're welcome too. I think I've told you all before that when I was pretty young, my family moved from Tennessee, where we live, to a place far, far away called Arizona. It was in the middle of my first grade year. Now, I'm old enough that we didn't have kindergarten where I grew up. So I started school in first grade at 5 years old. And so when I had just turned six, my parents moved me from the school I knew, from the place I knew, out to Arizona. I was in a new school, in a new area, with new kids and new teachers. I was a stranger in a strange land. And I was kind of scared. I was kind of nervous about it. Well, because I went in the middle of the year, apparently my teacher had already decided which of her students were smart, and I was not. And she had decided which of her students were good, and I was not. Now, I need to tell you, I wasn't a bad kid, and I did try in school. I really, really tried. But she had already decided who were her favorites, and I was not. It was really, really hard to feel that left out of things. But the next year, in second grade, I barely squeaked through first grade. But second grade, I had a teacher whose name was Gwen Jones. Now, I don't remember my first grade teacher at all, but I remember Miss Jones, and I remember that she seemed to love all of us, and she seemed to think all of us were smart, and she seemed to think all of us were good, even though sometimes we weren't. And she loved every single one of us in her class, and that's what I remember. And that's the way God loves us, just like Gwen Jones loved her students. God loves all of us, and God doesn't have any favorites. Okay? God loves all of us more than we can even begin to imagine. And God loves all the people out there. And God loves all the people at home drinking coffee or reading the newspaper, and all the people who've gone to brunch, and all the people who would never darken a church door, and all the people across the world. And God loves all of us more than we can imagine. Now, in a minute, I'm going to tell another story about a guy who thought it was okay to leave people out until he learned better, until he learned that God doesn't have any favorites. His name is Peter, and as you listen to that story, I bet you'll know exactly what it's about. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for loving us more than we can even begin to imagine. Thank you for loving all your people and all your creation. Thank you for showing us that love through others. And especially thank you for showing us that love through Jesus. In his name we pray, amen. And thank you all for coming down.